This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is a story about a loving father named Nigel and his two beautiful daughters, Charlotte and Maisie. Charlotte is 11 years old, and Maisie is 8 years old. Nigel has treated his two daughters to a carnival. And of course, the two young girls are delighted and filled with excitement. Upon walking down one of the aisles of the carnival, the two girls notice a bright, neon-lit, inviting sign in front of a small closed tent. The sign reads, "Come in and experience the magic of the mystical Miss Vale." The two girls' eyes widen at the mysterious invite and immediately start begging their father to take them inside the tent. Nigel internally rolls his eyes as he believes his money would be better spent on things like carnival rides or games, not magic shows. But the girls are desperate and eager to experience some magic, and Nigel couldn't dismiss or avoid how cute his girls got whenever they teamed together to beg for something. He agrees to take the girls inside, and they jump up and down, squealing with excitement. The three of them approach the tent's opening that is draped with strands of beads. Upon entering the small tent, there's a woman sitting behind the most magical-looking, glowing crystal balls. The lighting is warm and enchanting, as well as the woman sitting at the table. Nigel's expectations are low, but little does he know, he's about to enter the most magical and shocking experience of his life. Welcome. Come on in and don't be shy. I'm Miss Vale. Have a seat, all three of you. You know, I've been waiting for you three. Nigel, Charlotte, and Maisie. That's right. I already know your names. I'm the real deal. A real magician. Although, I do prefer sorceress. It's just more feminine and sounds fancier. But I'm not a psychic or a fortune teller either, although I am sitting in front of this crystal ball. But this crystal ball is special. Yes, this magical crystal ball is the source of my magical powers. Sometimes it's a vessel. And we'll get to that eventually. But it's beautiful though, right? The way it glows and illuminates, pulsing the most beautiful glowing lights. It's mesmerizing, huh? So enough about me and my magical orb. Charlotte and Maisie, you girls are about the most prettiest girls I've ever seen. Yes, your father must be so proud. Just stunning, youthful beauty. It's okay, sweeties. No need to be shy with the mystical Miss Vale. I'm sure you're all wondering what happens here in this tent with a sorceress and her magical orb. Well, there's much that can happen here, but it all varies with every person that enters. I can make the most magical enchantments and illusions come alive right before your eyes. Even more so, I can make your truest desires come true. For example, allow me to just flex my magical muscles, if you will. Because I am sensing from Maisie that one of your truest desires is to ride a pony. Am I right? You see? Now look deep into my magical orb. Keep looking. Do you see it? Do you see the image of pretty little Maisie riding a pony? Yes. Yes, your eyes are not tricking you. And this is just a small taste of what magical powers lie inside this tent with my magical orb. Nigel, you look a little skeptical, darling. That's okay. You know, believing in magic is not a default for us adults. And no, there isn't some computer controlling the orb, tricking you into believing this is magic. Magic is real here. Life-changing magic. And I'm actually picking up a very, very interesting aura coming from your father, girls. Yes, he's got a very interesting true desire radiating from deep inside. No one else knows about it. But you see, that's why I see it so clearly. Girls, do you want your daddy to have his dreams and desires come true? Oh yes, I'm sure you do. You love your father so much. Should I help this desire come true? Well then, Nigel, your daughters have spoken, haven't they? How can we not satisfy your sweet daughter's wishes? And your own, of course. Now, your father's truest desire is very strong, very deep-rooted. We're going to have to hold hands, creating a circle around my magical orb, because I need all of our energies and magic to combine to make Nigel's truest desires come true. Very good. Okay, everyone, close your eyes as I call upon my magical ancestors and goddesses. Gabalum, Sanani, Nati, Anabal, Laborum, Balatenum, Balnan, Akaras, Terakab. And now, straight from Nigel's mind and truest desires, I want to molest and rape my own daughters and breed their preteen wombs. Oh, Nigel, what a naughty daddy you are. Don't worry, your daughters are entranced right now. Consider them hypnotized, sleeping deeply, yet still awake. And no, they didn't hear your truest desire, don't worry. But I have transported us into another realm. A realm of your own desires. Right behind this curtain is a stage and an audience expecting a show led by me. starring you and your cute little daughters. This is very much real in a way. Real in a way that you and I will remember this. You will feel everything. Your daughters, though, they'll feel everything, but remember nothing. I know, darling, this is very confusing and probably a little scary, but don't worry. Everything will return back to normal soon. First, we just need to make your true desires come true. And if we don't, we'll be stuck here forever. And you don't want that. And remember, you wanted this. To molest, rape, and breed your own daughters. This magic formed from your one true desire. So no more time to waste. It's showtime. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the magical and mystical Miss Vale Show, where the wildest and sickest acts are performed right here on this stage. Please meet the star of today's show, Nigel. Yes, and Nigel, he is a father. Handsome bloke, huh? All buttoned up and innocent looking. But you all know, the magical Miss Vale works deep and penetrates beyond what appears in front of our eyes. And this man right here has been fantasizing and somewhat internally obsessed over his young daughters, wishing and desiring to enjoy the fruit grown from his loins, his own daughters, and not as they are consenting adult daughters, no, as young, innocent, virginal daughters, child incest sex. And today, we will all witness this perverted, naughty father living out his true desire to molest and rape his daughters right here on this stage, a forced incest sex show. Now, before we meet these sweet, hypnotized daughters, Nigel, have a seat in this chair. Good daddy. Now, act one is going to be a crowd pleaser. We will all enjoy a raunchy striptease from two young beauties. Bodies we shouldn't be seeing nude, but my oh my, are we going to enjoy it. I now introduce our sexy little girls, Charlotte and Maisie. Yes. These stunning little beauties have been doused with Miss Vale's magic. They are highly suggestible in a very deep hypnotic trance, almost like they're my sexy little puppets. Now let's give Charlotte the main spotlight first. Everyone, take in the stunning beauty of 11-year-old Charlotte, showing off her sexy, developing body in a tight white crop top that says, "Daddy's little slut." And tiny little white thongs, and also a sexy pink choker that says, "Slut." And your pretty red hair and pigtails. Fucking hot, right? Go on, Charlotte, pose for the crowd. My goodness, Daddy Nigel. You are a straight a pervert. I mean, this outfit was designed from your imagination. And I can see why you wanted to see this come to life in your truest desires. See-through white cotton, leaving nothing to the imagination. Just Charlotte's gorgeous, puffy nipples peeking through the top. Those adorable, flat tummy of hers. And white cotton panties so see-through, we can see those puffy lips and slit. Are you proud, Daddy? Listen to all those perverts whistling, catcalling, and enjoying the view of your sexy little jailbait preteen daughter. Give the crowd what they want, Charlotte. Take off that top and grope your own little budding tits. Make your father proud and hard. That's a good little daddy slut. Now bend over for Daddy with those little thongs on. Such a cute little daughter ass. That's right, keep dancing and showing off that tight body, baby girl. Let's introduce little Maisie. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Maisie. 8-year-old little hottie dressed in a tiny little bikini. Petite little frame with the most adorable little girl belly poking out makes you just want to get your hands all over that puppy fat. And how cute does her flat chest look with her pink triangle bikini top and her pink bikini thongs. Such a cute little bubble butt. Little Maisie also has a pink collar choker on that says Daddy's Angel. Aww. Daddy, the crowd loves Maisie too. How's that feel to hear a crowd of child-loving perverts oogling and lusting after your 8-year-old daughter? You love it. Charlotte, you know, you should be a good big sister and slide little Maisie's bikini top up for us. Show the audience your little sister's baby tits. Oh, yes. So sexy. Make out, girls. Yeah, let's see some kitty lesbian incest kissing. Oh, Daddy Nigel, you are such a naughty daddy. Like I said, all of this comes to fruition from your own mind. Everything that happens is your truest desires. You wanted to see your little angels dressed like sluts. You wanted a crowd of perverts to lust after your daughter, turning them into little kitty strippers, you fucking pervert. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now that we're all fucking horny, hard, and wet, let's move on to Act 2, Daddy-Daughter Foreplay. And this is an exciting show because our father here has never even touched his daughters in any naughty way, but has been consumed with lust for his daughters for years. Now, Daddy Nigel, unwrap your daughter gifts. Grope Charlotte's budding tits. Suck and lick them as you've wanted to do since she started growing them. And the best part for you, dear Daddy, your girls are totally tranced and will love all the physical and erotic pleasure you give them today. Your own daughter mindless sluts, just blank and empty and respondent to pleasure. Now suck and lick Maisie's baby tits. There's nothing there to really suck on, but that's what you like. Underdeveloped, flat baby tits. Grope and molest all over your daughter's bodies. You've wanted to for so long. To feel their young flesh. To enjoy their sweet underage bodies. Their tiny little asses teasing you each and every single day. How many times did you fantasize about waking them up in the middle of the night? Sliding under their blankets and molesting their bodies until you forced your cum on or inside of them? If you can't tell, Nigel, I take so much pleasure in satisfying these lustful, sinful desires inside of men. It's quite intoxicating to be inside of your mind and magically making them a reality, especially fathers. Dear, trustworthy fathers with such vile and animalistic desires inside of them. Now, let's have you slide their thongs down, Daddy. Show off your own daughter's beautiful little child pussies to the crowd. And slide your fingers in between those lips. Molest your daughters in front of all of us. And take pride in that every single adult inside this room would love to get their hands on those bald little pussies. I know that turned you on. The idea of other adults molesting and enjoying your little daughter's sluts. Now girls, lay down on the padded mattress beneath you and spread your legs for the crowd as we watch your own daddy finger and prepare your fuck holes for incest rape. Finger both of them at the same time, Daddy Nigel. Feel the inside of your own biological daughter's forbidden incestuous child pussies. And with your hand in both, you can feel the difference. The difference of an 11-year-old cunt and an 8-year-old cunt. Good, Nigel. Work their little holes out in preparation for Daddy's cock. And don't forget, we're all watching you finger fuck your own daughters right now. In fact, as I look out into the crowd, I even see some of our audience pleasuring themselves already. Cocks being stroked, pussies being rubbed, all watching you finger rape your own underage daughters. Now take your fingers out and taste the sweet underage nectar from your daughter's child pussies. Devour and remember that taste. You'll remember too. You'll remember everything that happens during this magical show. You'll remember how your daughters felt, smelled, tasted, what their face will look like whenever you first, force your cock inside their pussy. And your daughters won't remember a thing. Or perhaps they'll have dreams about this. Confused why they start lusting after their own father. And probably confused why their little cunnies are sore later tonight while lying in bed. It's the perfect way to live out your incestuous child lust. No consequences to face, no guilt. And now, your girls will suck their father's cock. So remove your clothes and stand before the girls as they kneel in front of you. Gift them their father's incestuous cock, a gift for your daughters. And in this reality and inside your mind, this is what little girls are meant to do. Isn't that right? Exist as soft, pretty flesh with holes for cocks. Your own daughter cock dolls. Now first, enjoy Charlotte's eager mouth. Not the best of blowjobs because she's so young and inexperienced, but with her natural instincts, she suckles from her father's cock, coating your cock with her preteen saliva, looking up at you with her innocent eyes, struggling to take the girth of her father's own cock. Now take Maisie's tiny little mouth. A bit more of a challenge for such a tiny little mouth. Her little lips barely opening for her father's cockhead. Her underage mouth pulling saliva naturally. A sloppy child-daughter blowjob. And now, let's have both of them together. Caress the back of their heads, Nigel, as they dance their little tongue around Daddy's cock, loving the taste of your cock and their sister's tongue swirling around theirs. Look down, and don't forget this, Daddy Nigel, what it looks like to see your 11-year-old and 8-year-old daughters making out with your hard cock. How good little sluts they are. How sexy they look all nude with nothing but their slutty chokers on. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you are enjoying this seductive and sexy incest show. Oh, reluctant, but eager father enjoying the thrill of child sex. Incest child sex. And soon, our final act will take place. And I promise, if you aren't pleasuring yourself to the sights happening on the stage yet, you will whenever this act unfolds. Our father here, he will fuck each one of his daughters right here on stage. You will witness not only child rape, but incest child rape. And you will witness two little girls in the throes of passion from child rape. Their little holes will stretch beyond what they are meant to do at this age, but their little sex organs will not be able to deny it feels good. Feels good to lubricate and stretch for cock, their father. Cock. Instinctually, understanding that their body was made to be offered to their father. Now, let us begin. Nigel, lay Charlotte down on her back and spread your daughter's legs. That's it. Now take your daughter's virginity right here on this stage, in front of the magical Miss Vale, in a room full of eager pedophiles. A live show of incest child porn. Rape your 11-year-old daughter, Daddy Nigel. Force your incestuous cock inside of your daughter's pussy. Treat her as she is a fuckhole. Because that's what she is inside of your mind. You love her with all your heart, but you love her even deeper. So deep that you want to rape your love inside of her, transforming her into what she's meant to be, a female cum slut. All females are born to take cock and cum, but even more so, from their father, the man that created them, the very cock that impregnated an egg to create them, deserves to be raped inside of their cunt. Don't you dare not take advantage of this moment either, Nigel.
Rape Charlotte as hard as you desire. Use her tight little cock sleeve as your cock desires. Hold her legs wide open and thrust deeper inside your own preteen daughter. Make her feel it the next day. Your little daughter sore inside, not knowing that her father penetrated and forced himself deep inside her little body. Push all the way back inside of that little child cunt, and then thrust even deeper. You've got a room full of perverts pleasuring themselves and coming to the sight of you raping your own daughter. And this little fact isn't just inside of your own head. The fact that adults get off on the idea of child sex. I mean, as a sorceress that is able to see inside of most people's minds, I can confirm that the majority of people are purely animalistic and hedonistic. Adults of both genders love the idea of incest, of child rape. Most just don't admit it because we're not supposed to, but it's inside of every single person. The thrill and thought of pretty little girls getting used, the image of a young boy getting forced to fuck an older woman. So lucky for you, the magical Miss Vale has been your accomplice today to be able to physically enjoy and feel the pleasure of this fantasy that most adults have, the thrill of child sex, raping your adult cock inside your own flesh and blood. And I think it's time you feel an even tighter and younger hole, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Maisie's hole, designed for Daddy's cock. And this time, I want you to lay down, Nigel, and help Maisie straddle on top of your cock. A tinier frame needs to be on top. Plus, it won't hurt for you to watch the image of your 8-year-old daughter take your cock inside. Guide your cock into her little child cunt, Daddy. Force her little body down onto your cock and feel the inside of such a young little cunt. Look at her wince in pain, stretching for Daddy's thick cock. But you feel it. You feel that little cunt lubricating from rape. Her body not denying that it feels so fucking good to stretch for cock, to be filled by Daddy's cock. Guide your little daughter up and down on your cock, your own personal daughter cock sleeve. Masturbate with her little 8-year-old body. Caress and squeeze that adorable puppy fat on her belly because I know you want to. The obscene image of raping your own daughter and lovingly caressing her young body. Bounce her like a little rag doll, Daddy. She's your little cock doll, your daughter cock doll right now, and Daddy has an insatiable child fucker inside of him, a burning desire to rape his daughters. So sweet and innocent on the outside, but inside, Daddy's got dark desires. And you can't even quiet that desire, Daddy Nigel. The dark desires inside of you. They're so strong that it led you to me. Your cock has always desired to force itself inside your own daughters. Forbidden incest sex. And you love your daughters, but you want nothing more than to see them take your cum every single day. To be dripping and coated in Daddy's cum, to wake them up in the middle of the night and take their young holes and leave them laying, leaking with Daddy's sperm. This was actually their destiny because you wanted it so bad. To stake claim on their virginities, to claim their child cunts with your cock because you are their father. Your child cunts to claim your daughter's sluts. Now, I want you to pull out Daddy. Lay little Maisie down beside her sister. Good. Now look at the two of them. Your daughter cum dumps right now. You have one decision to make during this magical incest show. Which daughter are you going to impregnate? I don't know if either daughter is actually fertile, but here in this magical realm, I can make it so. Whichever daughter you wish to push your incest seed into, they will magically and surely become impregnated with their father's incestuous cum. So which one will it be, Daddy Nigel? Darling Charlotte, whose body could easily carry a pregnancy? An 11-year-old bred and pregnant is believable. I mean, but it's still very shocking. Or will it be little Maisie? A petite little 8-year-old growing a little incest rape baby inside of her. Her flat little tits swelling with milk and itty bitty frame swollen with a pregnant little girl belly. Which daughter is receiving your cum and becoming fertile the moment you spray your load into her? Choose, Nigel. And choose by immediately getting down and thrusting your cock into the child-daughter pussy you want to impregnate. You sick fuck. 8-year-old Maisie it is. A fertile 8-year-old cunt she has now. Rape your incestuous cum inside her. Now your little breeding child slut. And for the sake of this being a thrilling show, allow me to count you down to coming inside your daughter. And on the count of one, you will flood little Maisie with incest spunk. And there's no turning back once it happens. Here we go. 10. Make this last daughter rape memorable, Daddy Nigel. Penetrate your 8-year-old daughter hard and deep. Feel her little cunt mold to your cock, squeezing and pulsing around you. 9. You've already made so many sick fucks come, Nigel. The sight of you losing yourself in child rape, pounding your 2 underage daughters with such lust and rage, watching a father strip away all those layers that make him that nice, safe father, revealing his true side, a depraved child fucker who can't hold himself back from raping his own daughters, high and filled with such daughter lust. 8. And now it's your turn. Your turn to use your daughters, to use little Maisie to come with, her walking away from this moment filled with your cum, her little 8-year-old eggs accepting daddy's sperm, one of daddy's sperm implanting in her little egg, creating a rape baby. 7. And for 9 months, you'll watch her body grow and change, a reminder of the thrill and pleasure of fucking your own child, a visual clue that you are, in fact, a pedo daddy who raped his own daughter. 6. And we can't forget little Charlotte either, how good her little 11-year-old cunt and mouth felt, how fucking sexy she looked in her slutty outfit, how she made so many perverts horny, and most important, how horny she made her own daddy, so much so that he couldn't help but rape her little holes. 5. And now Daddy Nigel knows how fucking sexy his little daughter cock dolls look with his cock in their mouth. How sexy their tiny baby pussies looked, spreading open for Daddy's cock. Your little daughter cock dolls. 4. Look down at Maisie. Look at how this little slut is loving how hard you're thrusting into her. How good she's taken Daddy's pedo cock. I'm sure you can feel how creamy she feels around Daddy Pedo's cock. 3, and never forget that these were your true desires, plucked straight from your own brain, depraved, forced child incest sex, raping your daughters into little fuck meats, using your underage daughters to satisfy your insatiable daughter lust. 2, get ready, Daddy Nigel, this is it. Once you come inside, you are guaranteed to make sweet little Maisie pregnant, to breed your own daughter, making your daughter turn into what she was born to be, a breeding whore. 1, come now, Daddy, come inside Maisie's sweet underage pussy, your little 8-year-old cum slut. Flood her fertile little child cunt, impregnate your own fucking daughter, you sick fuck. Rape that seed deep inside her little cunt. Very, very good, Daddy. Pulsate every last drop of cum inside of Maisie. Wow. What a fantastic show this has been. Daddy successfully fed his true desires to molest and rape and then breed his sexy little daughters. A round of applause for Daddy Nigel and his sexy little sluts. Well, thanks for stopping by, you guys. I hope you are satisfied with your experience with the magical Miss Vale. I typically send my patrons out of this tent looking confused. I mean, I guess that's the effects of magic, turning others speechless. And you might be feeling totally confused about what just happened, and that's normal. I take it as a compliment, really. Magic is so great, it leaves you confused and speechless. Well, I think I have someone waiting outside the tent, so I must ask you all to leave. It was a pleasure to meet all of you, especially you girls. I wish you the best, especially in 9 months. Bye.